Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing, man?
Ace. Anyway, it's 6:20. We're going to take a full forecast here in just a little bit. And we may actually do it because it involves a thing that we have going on this coming weekend. So I might actually do the forecast. But for right now, though, we got to get to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Of course, Bud Distributing stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud. All right, hit us with it because we got a lot.
Yep. We're going to kick off for the Major League Baseball. I'm going to try to split this between 2 hours because there's a lot of sports that happened over the weekend, man. I really don't want to miss much, but we only got limited time here. So here we go. Major League Baseball last night, 2020 World Series. Dodgers beating the Rays 4-2. Dodgers lead that series 3-2. Los Angeles Dodgers are one victory away from their first World Series title in 32 years. That's right, man. So we got some good games happening over the weekend and a good game last night. Dude, the one over the weekend, oh my God, the way that game ended, I didn't get to see it live. I saw some of the highlights, but what do you miss a ground ball and then the catcher missed the ball and they won the game. The guy slides into home and just starts tapping the home plate
like
with his big old smile.
Like he tripped and then he had to crawl into home or it was bananas. I actually do have let's see. I think I have the call. Let me see if I got the call here. No, that's Mike Tyson singing a song. Here we go. This is the it's different. This is the call from the end of that game for game 4.
That is into center field. Here comes Kiermaier. Phillips has tied the game. A Rose Arena coming around. Throw home. Now he stumbles. But the ball gets away. Tampa Bay wins it. Brett Phillips, game 4 hero.
Oh, my. That has got to be one of the most unlikely endings to a World Series game in the history of baseball. The Rays have won it 8-7 on a base hit by Phillips and a comedy of errors by the Los Angeles Dodgers. And this World Series is tied at 2 games apiece.
Huh. Damn. Dude, that's crazy. That was crazy. I was watching that on ESPN and it was just like, I couldn't believe it. And some of the interviews after the game were absolutely priceless, too. People are on, like, cloud 9, you know, and they're trying to get an interview out. And it's just like, dude, let them go celebrate.
Yeah,
like, they don't want to sit here and talk.
Get them the next day. Get them the next day, for God's sakes. But
you know, so, man, some great baseball being played right now. So, you guys enjoy that. Like I said, last night, L.A. leads the series right now. That was from this weekend. They lead it now 3-2. So potentially one game away there, man. So
nice.
Crazy baseball over the weekend. Moving on. NCAA football. Holy smokes. There was some of that over the weekend and it was good. Rutgers beating Michigan State. What? Rutgers haven't won a game in like 25 straight or something. It's ridiculous like that. But you know what? It was a first game coming back for Big Ten. It's who knows, man. Anything could happen. So Rutgers beating State 38-27. Notre Dame demolishing Pittsburgh 45-3. In the game that I was anticipating over the weekend, man. Nobody had any idea. Hey, how do you think your Wolverines are going to be this year? Dude, I have no idea. Clickety clack. You know, I'm putting all my money on red, but I have no idea. Michigan proven to be pretty decent, I think. Number 18 beating Minnesota, 49-24 over the weekend, Brock.
Wow.
Yeah. Michigan's got an offense. It's crazy.
God, you were hemming and hawing all before all of this, like, Michigan, blah, blah. It's not just seasons. So this is their season, isn't it? The season that doesn't count is going to be their season, huh?
Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up. Damn it. So, yeah, they played very well over the weekend, man. And, I don't know how to feel about it anymore. But there you go. Michigan proven to be pretty decent during the old Corona 2020 situation. So
getting it.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out, man. Do you want me to do NFL? Or do you want me to save that for the next break?
Do you want to just focus on NFL next
hour? How about this? I'll give you the game tonight. Tonight, Bears going to be in Los Angeles playing the Rams at 8:15. We'll talk more about that next hour and more of NFL from over the weekend because there was plenty more, man. Crazy games.
Yeah, we need some time to talk about the NFL.
Did you see the Lions game? I'm going to just tease that.
I've heard about it. Believe me, heard about it. I saw the one clip of the Seahawks guy who ran like they clocked him like 22.95 miles an hour trying to chase down a Lions player. So yeah, there's plenty to talk about.
That's Falcons. They played the Falcons, so Seahawks played last night.
Oh, Seahawks played the Falcons, but the Lions did come back though, right? There was a comeback?
Yes. Okay. Well, Lions played the Falcons. God, you're destroying my report here. Lions played the Falcons.
Wait, was it the Lions yesterday. Guy that made the run? Who had the big run then? Who had the big run back?
It could have been. I'm not
God.
Sure.
No. All right. Well, either way, I'll get it all straightened out. There was some crazy football over the weekend. So
we'll do
that next hour. So stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107. WIRX.
Could you use
me? This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 725, Brock, Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to sports because we got a lot of NFL action.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. All right, hit us with it, buddy.
I'm just going to review what we did last hour real quick, then we'll talk NFL. Major League Baseball last night, 2020 World Series. It was happening, man. The Dodgers beating the Rays 4-2. L.A. leads that series 3-2, and there was a crazy game over the weekend in baseball as well. So I'm sure you guys know about that. I've seen it all over ESPN. Moving on, talking about NCAA football. Rutgers beating State over the weekend 38-27. Wow. Number 3 Notre Dame beating Pittsburgh 45-3. Handed it to him. Number 18 Michigan beating Minnesota 49-24. He's for you Wolverines fans out there. Are you probably just like me? Is it? Could it be? Are they actually decent for one? You know, so we'll see. We'll see next week. Michigan State play next week on Halloween. I forgot to talk about this last hour. Khabib over the weekend, an unbelievable choke, hold, triangle. I'm not exactly sure the name of the move, but it's one of those moves that happens one in a million times, it seems like. And Khabib winning over the weekend and retiring afterwards. So not long ago, his dad had passed, and he said he would never fight after his dad had passed. And this was his last one. And I guess his mom stepped in, too, was like, no, you're not fighting.
She stepped into the ring? That's crazy.
No. She stays out of that. But
gotcha.
Yeah, man, he went in there, took care of business in the second round, choked him out, boom, retired. And basically walked off, man. It was a pretty wild string of events for UFC over the weekend.
Yeah.
Moving on to the NFL. It's what we wanted to get to, man. Lions beat the Falcons yesterday 23-22 in an unbelievable game. After that, did you see any of the highlights? Did you see what happened?
No, so I was confusing my games. I did not see the Lions game, but I heard that the Falcons just scored too soon and then gave the Lions a chance to come back.
Yes. So there was like a minute left. It was kind of wild how it happened too. And I was wondering if it was on purpose or if they were both kind of like, let's go. So Todd Gurley comes through the line, kind of fits up with the linebacker, right? Linebacker's trying to pull him down. Gurley kind of high steps out of it. Another guy wraps Gurley up. But as Gurley's getting wrapped up by the second guy, you can tell the second guy kind of just falls down and like lets him go into the end zone. But Gurley was too close to the end zone at this point. So he tried to like tiptoe to the side and like stay out of the end zone because they could just run the clock out, kick a field goal, boom.
Yeah.
Game's over. But his tiptoe hit the line and he falls in. I think the ball fell in too. And so they score, give Stafford about 50 seconds or so. I'm not sure exactly how much time to come back. Basically 80 yards, I think. And Stafford did it.
Man.
He did it.
He did it.
Dude, he had some phenomenal passes down the field. They come down, they spike the ball with 2 seconds left, like 20 yards left or something or so, I believe. And he whips one in and they win. Unbelievable. I could not believe it. Here's another crazy thing. So they whip it in the end zone, right? With no time left. They got to kick a field goal to win. Old boy celebrates in the end zone, puts him back another 15 yards. So Prater's kicking a 48-yard field goal.
Wow.
And he had missed one right before. Previously missed the field goal right before. 48 yards, boots it through. Dude, it was one of those butt-puckering games. Even if you didn't like the Lions or either of the teams playing, you were watching at the edge of your seat like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Moving on. Tonight, Bears going to be in Los Angeles playing the Rams at 8:15 for Monday Night Football. Your Green Bay Packers over the weekend. Talk about them. Well, I'm not exactly sure what happened. I missed that game because it wasn't broadcasted.
You know, I'm excited about it. The Packers are now 5-1. They look great. It's very frustrating because we started off so I wanted them to beat up on the Bucs. And unfortunately, it's one of those games you've played. Anybody who has played sports knows that there's some games where it just turns into quicksand. And no matter what you do, how much you struggle, just one thing keeps happening after the other. So I'm a little bummed that we didn't play this way against the Bucs, but we beat the hell out of the Texans, which also isn't saying that much because the Texans, for some reason, are now 1-5.
Yeah, you play a decent team once in a while.
No, good for you. Good for you. but it was a great game. Rodgers had like a passer rating of like 138.2. It was just nuts. And that was without Aaron Jones, our star running back, who was out with a calf injury after his amazing performance 2 weeks ago. It was a great game. Packers looked good. And that's all I got to say about that. I'm just looking forward to playing the Bucs again in the playoffs.
One more thing I have to shed light on this about. Dude, there's so much that happened over the weekend, and I missed this. I apologize for any Indiana fans over the weekend. Dude, that was maybe even more crazy than the Lions game. Indiana coming down to the very – they go for two to win the game, and the quarterback stretches out like Dennis Rodman to barely touch the pylon with the tip of the football, and they are still analyzing that play, thinking the guy from New York's like, dude, I don't know. It's totally, even with the slow-mo replay, you can go back to New York and they'll be like, it's up to the ref. You know, I don't want any part of this one.
Which so, that's usually those guys in the booth can get a really good eye on it and be like, okay, yeah. You know, this is what it is. It's basic. We got it. We know what it's going to be. So that's nuts. That's nuts.
Yeah. First good week for Big Ten football for sure, man. Landed on a high note. That's crazy. So football proven to be everything we wanted football to be this year. So
football.
2020 just getting a little bit better. So there you go. That's your sports this morning.
All right. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
I know you're confused about...